Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I think we're just a little bit ramped up here because we got the sipping chocolate in here. And so I'm going to have to give Katya some of it in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Rappaport was just here. And I had the little top of
Did
my
Did he
cup.
Go through all those nibs?
Yes, look. The nibs are gone. Look
right.
at The nibs were.
There's
was
a whole,
he
like.
He loved it. He was like gone. He's like,
lid
I love
full.
It. I know. It was good. We're going to give you some, too.
Oh, fabulous.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Katya Defani joining us here today. Radiant Skin with natural and herbal oils. But here's the deal. I just did, like, some holiday shopping with Katya. I got to hang out in her shop. Benny, you should go with me one day. Got to hang out, and we got to put a whole bunch of really cool things together. And it's so fun because she knows so much about how to put the most amazing, amazing, different, let me just call them concoctions together.
It works.
Perfect for people.
Hmm.
It's a gift she has.
It's a gift.
It really is.
It
it's
is.
A gift.
I go in there. I go in there and I'm just like a little bit overwhelmed. But she went in early for me so I could go in so we didn't. So we didn't take up, you know, some of the other customer time. And we put some really cool things together. But today, we're going to talk about this Radiant Skin. What does it mean? What are some of the oils? How does this work? And what is it that we should know about this time of year? But before we do, I want to get into some of the classes that you teach.
Yeah.
Because I got to experience last year at this time, because my birthday is coming up on Sunday, right?
Oh.
So last year, I got together with a bunch of people. It was 8 or 10 of them, right? And we did like a whole ritual thing. But part of it was to put together this collective lotion. Mm-hmm. And so everybody got their own herbs. Everybody contributed to the pot. It was really amazing how we did it. And it was so fun. Because we don't think that we can create things like that. Now, you offer a wide range of classes.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So let's talk for a minute before we jump into this.
Okay.
About what are the classes, what can people learn, what are they going to walk away with,
okay,
and how people can make their own gifts.
Fabulous. Well, first, I feel like I should introduce myself a little bit.
Okay, I was going to introduce you.
I know lots of you heard me before.
Benny is like, okay, did I blow it?
I think Dr. Pat kind of skipped right over that part.
That's okay.
Right,
we're so comfortable now. You know, you know me. Whatever.
I think she should introduce herself. Yeah. Go ahead. So, I can't wait to hear. We ready? Should we have a drum roll?
So my name's Katya, and I have a little shop in downtown Kirkland called Urban Wellness, and it's an herb shop. I was trained as an herbalist. And I get very excited and passionate about talking about plants and how they can help support your health and your healing. And so I have a shop filled with bulk herbs, herbal teas, essential oils. Everyone always comments when they walk in the door that it smells really good and that you can make your home smell like that too. But essential oils are fantastic. I also have a lot of herbal tinctures, which are liquid extracts and capsules. And basically what we do is when you come in, I've created a very healing, warm atmosphere so that when you come in, we can help you find the herbs that are going to fit best for you or find the product that's going to fit best for you. And so what Dr. Pat was talking about is what I like to do for people. So she, you know, had me come in a little bit early and we just had all these baskets out and it was like, went through the list of her
people,
you know,
that
people
wanna,
she
I'm
needed
gifting.
To get gift for. And we just went through and we looked at the different candles and the aromatherapy blends and the teas and chose things that were appropriate for those people, the aromatherapy soap. So I also teach classes at my shop. And so it's Urban Wellness. And you can check it out online, urbanwellness.net. And that's H-E-R-B-A-N, urbanwellness.net. And I have a class page. And there's all these new classes on there. We have classes through the 17th of December, and then we're taking a little bit of break. But I just posted all my classes for January and February, and there's some fantastic new ones on there. And I always teach classes on making your own lotions and salves and lip balms, which is really, really fun. Like Dr. Pat was saying, like I have so many people who just didn't have any idea that to make a cream or a lotion really was as simple as taking these ingredients, which maybe there's 5 or 6 ingredients,
yeah,
putting them in a blender, And then you have this amazing cream, and you can really customize it. And that's what we're going to talk a lot today about, the using the different oils and the different flower waters and the different components and essential oils that you can put in your creams or put in your facial oils that are going to customize it to your skin. And so, you know, you can do it with your girlfriends like Dr. Pat did. You can do it with your family. You know, if you have kids, they love it.
Kids love it.
It's like the funnest thing in the world.
Totally.
Yeah. And you can do it, you know, with a group of young teenage girls. They think it's really fun getting together and having a party and making a cream or making a lip balm. I mean, it's a lip balm's even easier than a cream. It's so easy and it's so fun and so customizable. So
it is. And the other thing is, you know, part of this is doing this with somebody, with your friends, is very, very cool. When I come back, I want to be able to do that. And also, for those of you that have groups and want to do group things, you can actually call Katya, and what you can do is she will set up a special group class for you.
Exactly.
Because that is the funnest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, looking back at last year, I should have actually had you come and do the thing with us, right?
That would have
because
been
we were like all nervous.
Right.
Are we going to do it right?
Following this recipe.
Following the recipe. Are we going to do it right? And thank God Melanie was in the group, because Melanie can, you know, she's like, she can whip that up. She went right to the stove. But if you go to the website, urbanwellness.net, H-E-R-B-A-N, wellness.net, there are classes up here. And you actually have a class coming up in December 5th, December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be fun, because it's not just bath salts, it's foot soaks. And essential oils.
Totally.
And that's a big conversation, because you want to get the toxins out of your body through your feet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can absorb good nutrients through your feet as well. So foot soaks are really something that we don't do a lot in this culture. And I don't know if there's cultures that they do or if it's just kind of a lost art.
There are some cultures that do it, and they're ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually a foot soak is about as ancient as you really get in terms of pampering and nurturing. I mean, if you go back in really Roman and even before times, the idea of doing something calming and soothing for the feet, especially for men, by the way, I'm just talking men. Because that's all men got the nurturing. It was really a very powerful, powerful ritual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there was an herbalist in the early 1900s in France, Maurice Messager, and we read his book in my program at Bastyr University in herbal science. It was called People and Plants. And he almost exclusively used hand and foot baths with herbs. So he used them basically externally. He didn't even have people drink them. And he had incredible results, because I think we forget how much our skin exchanges information and takes in molecules from whatever we have it in, but also that it can excrete then toxins out through, you know, the liver and the kidneys, and then out through the skin and out through the bottoms of our feet and our hands. So it's actually something that I think can be very powerful that we kind of don't really understand, so that we kind of think it's not as serious or it's just for pampering, but it can actually be really be a
it actually is
benefiting.
Health benefit enormous. One of the things I wanted to say is that we can take your calls if you have questions. We can take your questions in a couple different ways today. If you want to call in with your questions, if you want to chat, if you have an idea for the holidays and you want to run it by Katya, you can give us a shout right during the show here anytime throughout the hour. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I'm also on the instant feedback message board. I'm actually going to be there in a minute. And you can send us a message if you go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side. It says ask a question. Or if you're listening on transformationtalkradio.com, same thing on the right-hand side. Today, we also have a couple of really cool giveaways, which we'll talk about in a minute. But let's talk about oils, because there's this idea, and at least from my being very naive, and by the way, I love the way you described yourself. So from now on, you're going to do that, because it was so much better than I do.
I don't think so. But
yeah, it was good. Let's talk about oils, because, you know, not oils are the same. Mm-hmm. Now, I grew up in a family from what you put inside your body where we knew that olive oil, there are many different kinds of olive oil. I mean, in our Italian culture I come from, the nuances between the various olive oils and where the olive is grown, but we don't think about that for our skin, you see.
Exactly. And actually, we're taught to be afraid of oils a lot of times. So not only internally, which has been something that's had to be changed in our consciousness, is that oil internally can be really good for you, like the olive oils and the good fish oils and the flax oils and hemp oils. Anyway, those really nourish us internally and are anti-inflammatory and support joint health and nerve health and all these things. But topically as well, like especially for someone like me who grew up with like fairly oily, acne-prone skin, it was like I was taught like moisture at all, especially oil, was like bad news for the skin, right? Like avoid it at all costs. But the thing is about our skin, if we deprive it of good oils and moisture, it'll actually produce more oil to compensate. And so I was actually working against it by trying to dry it out all the time. But there's all these wonderful facial oils, and I've really, or skin oils in general, but I think facial is where most people focus the most. And it, you know, it's the part of our body that we show to the world the most.
Yeah.
And it gets the most sun exposure and environmental exposure and shows the most, you know, emotion on our face.
Well, so, our pop culture focuses on this in terms of beauty and anti-aging.
Absolutely.
So you know what I'm saying? Most of the time we're focused on it because we want to get rid of the wrinkles, right?
Exactly.
And then we throw some stuff on our face that actually doesn't get rid of the wrinkles and actually causes more of
and
them.
And costs a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And that's the thing. I really have been getting more and more into the oils because they don't cost very much. You can customize them to your face. You can add essential oils, which it can actually increase absorption and have more therapeutic benefit on the skin.
I had somebody that showed me, we're going to take a break, but I had somebody that showed me an oil. It was in a little fancy, like this. I don't think you guys can see me
like
on the camera.
High.
It was maybe an inch high that she paid close to $300 for.
Wow. What was this oil?
Well, it was the magic oil to put to get rid of your wrinkles.
Right, around the eyes or something.
Right. And, you know, I just said,
somebody
you know,
had pulled the wool over her.
And so you're basically what I said to her is, you know what, dude? What you need to do is stop the freaking tanning machine, okay? Stop the tanning. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about oils and much more. And we've got some great giveaways. We'll be right back.
And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the losing news.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Lavender essential oil, a must-have for your home and first aid kit. Lavender is one of the most versatile and safest oils to use. Apply directly to bug bites, bee stings, and heat burns to help with pain, swelling, itching, and to promote tissue regeneration and repair. Dilute and apply to temples and inhale, or add to baths and massage oils for headaches and for general stress relief. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies. And he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, this is really a great conversation. If you're someone like me, then, you know, this is kind of interesting because I grew up with a mom, a stepmom, by the way, who was very much into facial and, you know, taking good care of her skin. Absolutely stunning, beautiful skin, by the way. But I actually don't know what she did, but I know she did something, right? And her face always felt really just amazingly soft. I also grew up with a family, and so don't scream about this. I also grew up with a family, my aunt, my aunts on my mother's side, the Italian side, beautiful skin, who used to put olive oil on it. Now, I didn't know that till I was older. But you could actually smell it.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, huh?
But we're talking about radiant skin, natural herbal oils. And before we jump into it, let's tell our listeners what you're going to be gifting today. Okay. And then I'll open up the phone lines.
Yeah. So this will segue right in. So I make a blend at my shop called Fabulous Facial Oil. I call it that because it's just got these really wonderful oils. So it's got rosehip seed oil, which is one of the oils I wanted to talk about today because it's this really fantastic skin oil. It's really light, it absorbs well, and yet it's very hydrating. It's from the rose plant, from the seed pod of the rose, which is the rose family, the whole rose plant, really. Rose petals, rose water, rose essential oil, rose hip seed oil are all really nourishing and protective to the skin. So it's really great for this time of year because a lot of people notice their skin getting drier, maybe flaky. Maybe it's a little chapped even because it's like you're going in and out from cold to really dry, warm air inside and all these temperature changes and weather changes. And it can be really hard on the skin. And so rosehip seed oil can really protect, and so can like a drop of rose oil in there, protect your skin, hydrate your skin. And then it's mixed with jojoba oil, J-O-J-O-B-A. A lot of people don't know how to pronounce that one. It's not jojoba, it's jojoba. But it's one of the oils that's the most similar to our skin's natural oils that we produce. So it really helps balance oil production. It's non-clogging. It's good for all skin types. And so that's in there. And both of those can really help with scarring. They can help reduce stretch marks. They basically increase the suppleness of the skin. And then some vitamin E oil is in there. And vitamin E is very nourishing and hydrating and antioxidant to the skin.
Let's talk about vitamin E for, for a little bit, because I think people had a perspective on vitamin E when it became the craze, right, internally. And actually, you can actually buy concentrated vitamin E, which I actually have, a very little bit.
Is it liquid?
It is liquid.
Yeah, that's what I sell at my shop for using in skincare, but you can also use it internally.
Right. But for skincare, I mean, people don't associate it so much. I mean, we're in this craze where we take it internally. But let's talk about the properties that vitamin E has, that when you add it to a lotion for the face, something for the face, and what that actually does.
Yeah, so vitamin E, I mean, the reason it became really popular internally is the same. It's popular topically because it's an antioxidant. So it really does protect against free radical damage. It rejuvenates the skin. And vitamin E, if people are aware of it for the skin, is really known for helping reduce scarring. So if you get some sort of damaged skin, you've cut yourself or something happens where you know it might scar, working vitamin E into that area can really help reduce its chances of scarring. It increases the ability of the cells to stay soft and subtle and keep regenerating. So it's regenerative, it's protective, and it's very moisturizing. It's very hydrating. So vitamin E is nice to have in there. It can be too thick if it's just by itself, a little too heavy for people. But it also helps stabilize other oils in a blend. So vitamin E, you'll see it in a lot of products, not necessarily for its therapeutic properties, but to stabilize the other oils in the blend. So that's the Fabulous Facial Oil, which is great for drier skin, aging skin, more sensitive skin. It probably wouldn't be the best for if you had acne-prone, oily skin. But then there's other oils that actually reduce oil production. I know this is totally counterintuitive, and it's something that I found really interesting. So there's an oil called hazelnut oil.
Well, before we get to that, I'd love to give away the...
Oh, yeah, Fabulous Facial Oil. Absolutely.
Fabulous Facial Oil, because I can't wait to talk about this.
So it's like
oil
a,
that you can put... Because that is so... counterintuitive.
I know.
Right? So
I know. But think of it like a serum. Though. Like think of it like a serum. When you think of putting an oil on your face, what how I do it, and I use it every day, and I've loved how much my skin has improved with just using oils. But I also use clay masks like once a week, and I you want to basically you cleanse your face gently, whatever it is, gentle cleanser you have, and then you use some sort of hydrator, a toner. I like to use like rose water, rose hydrosol.
I love rose water.
And I'll just spray it on my face. So it's misted and it's kind of dewy. And then you put a few drops of the oil in your palms, rub them together, and you literally pat it on your face. It's amazing how little you need to actually hydrate. And because there's water in your skin, it actually absorbs in better. And it won't leave you greasy. It won't make you shiny. It just absorbs into your skin and you feel like your skin's nicely moisturized. So think of it like a serum, not like, oh, I'm putting oil on my face. It's like a facial serum. It has all these hydrating, moisturizing, protective properties that are going to absorb well into your skin. So it's a great one to use on a daily basis. It can be a night. It definitely is good to put around the eyes. And so I've had a lot of people just love this oil blend. It's a blend that I do. And I also have about 20, 25 different oils that can be used to make different combinations depending on your skin type. And that's something that I think is really, really fun and really cool.
It is fun.
And it's part of what I talk about in my lotion making class and my lip balm making class. And I'm going to teach a class. I think it's in February. I always should bring my class schedule with me.
I have it here. I'll give it
out. That's like a facial oil or it's a skin oil class talking about natural and herb infused oils and how to use them basically in facial serums. But oils beyond facial serums can also be used for all sorts of things. Eczema, psoriasis, rashes. Really hydrating your skin and nourishing your skin and helping increase the suppleness of all the skin. It doesn't have to just be on the face. So that's something that I think is really helpful to know, too. I mean, even something as like weird as castor oil. It's very thick, viscous oil that a lot of people associate with taking internally and having this laxative effect. It's really anti-inflammatory, and it can really be put straight on things like eczema and psoriasis, and it just has this occlusive nature to it and just holds against the skin, and it has this anti-inflammatory and can be really helpful. And I love to put it in lip glosses or lip balms because it's got this sheen to it.
Yeah.
It's a very heavy moisturizer. So it's like there's all these beautiful oils.
It's not a chemical.
No.
Right. I just wanted to tell you, like, a lot of times what we're getting that lip stuff has got some stuff to make it shine. But I just want to tell everybody February 4th. Is the date for the Radiant Skin Oils for Facial Care, Nourishment, and Massage.
Absolutely. So that one's going to be a new class I'm going to teach because I'm learning a lot about these oil blends. But then you can add essential oils to them. And that's like a whole nother topic. People get confused between the two a lot. But oils, like when I'm talking about carrier oils or base oils or oils you can put directly in your skin, they're cold pressed or expeller pressed from the seed of a plant, directly from the plant. They're not steam distilled, which is what essential oils are. So like olive oil, for example, is pressed from olives. It's cold pressed if it's extra virgin. From olives. And then you have rose hip seed, which they take the seeds of the hip, the rose seed packet, and press it. And that oil that drips out is pure, rich kind of orange-red color.
Oh, it's amazing stuff, isn't it?
And then you have things like really interesting, like tamanu oil. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that one, but it's a nut oil from Southeast Asia and Polynesia. Has this really aromatic smell, but it's amazing for scarring. They even have clinical research on its ability to help reduce scarring and scratch marks.
Now, will it reduce scarring for scars that have been there for a while?
It can.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, we need to find out more about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because those of us that had a really tough puberty time growing up and had the facial breakout stuff. This is before we had all the chemicals and things we have now. Well, all of the treatments for acne now that we have. But, you know, you go back a few years, you didn't have that treatment. There are some of us that would really love to get rid of some of them scars. But we want to give away, this fabulous oil for one of you out there. And the way to do this, here's what we're going to need from you if you call in. We absolutely need this. Your email and your phone number and your name and your address. So we need all four of those things. For one of you out there that would love to call in to receive the fabulous oil.
I am so surprised. Nobody's like
I didn't give out the phone
number
yet.
It's awesome.
I didn't give out the phone number yet.
That's why. It's like the best oil. Yeah. I love it.
I'm going to do it now. 1-800-930-2819. Sorry, everybody out there. 1-800-930-2819. We have one of these to give away for those of you out there. Just give us a shout. You know, I mean, I do want to talk about, this idea of really using oil mm-hmm. for oily skin. Mm-hmm. Can we spend a few moments on that? Mm-hmm. Because that in itself is, it is counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. I grew up, never put oil on your skin.
Well,
ever.
Especially olive oil. If you have clogged pores or tend to clog or tend to be acne prone, don't put olive oil on your face. You know, it's great for the rest of your body.
It is great for the rest of your body, by the way.
It's so hydrating and so nourishing and so moisturizing. I love olive oil in my lotions and stuff like that. But it's there's oils like grapeseed oil and hazelnut oil that actually have – they actually balance oil production in the pore. They activate the pore in a way that, like, if it's producing too much oil, it reduces that. So it's not going to over-dry your skin, but it's just basically somehow it has components in it that communicate with the pore until it stop producing as much oil. So it can really reduce oil production.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name of that oil?
Hazelnut.
And do you just get it like that, or do you put it
with
something else?
Yeah, I just have straight hazelnut oil in my shop, and then I can blend it. But if I were going to say if someone had particularly oily skin.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, especially like T-zone or something like that, we could put together a blend, and hazelnut's great in there, a little jojoba oil. And then I usually put a couple of essential oils. Cedarwood essential oil is really good at also controlling oil.
I need to get some of this.
And rose geranium. They both like help reduce oil production on the skin and normalize the skin. I've had, I made a blend for someone recently, and she said she never felt like her skin felt normal. And after using this, it really felt normal.
Okay, so I actually have to come back to your shop and pick this up. So I got to figure out how to do this. Because I actually have to get something for Caitlin, who is, she's 21. Mm-hmm. And has kind of like that thing that you get when you're young.
Absolutely.
So I should come back and get that.
Yeah.
You notice the difference between Benny's forehead and my forehead. So like you could probably fry an egg on my forehead some days. And and Benny just...
Does that mean it's like overly warm? What does that mean?
That means like...
Probably.
That means Friday. Like I have like oily skin and Benny does not.
Oh, got it.
That's what that means. Yeah. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. We got so much to talk about.
Next, we'll talk about herb-infused oils. How do you use herbs in your oils?
And,
like calendula,
and
comfrey.
Why do you use
herbs? Absolutely.
Why do you do that?
What is the benefit?
Because I like the why in what she does. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Elderberries, a truly useful herb for this time of year. These fruits are anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, immune-boosting, and protective to the body. Taken preventively, this herb can help ward off colds and flus, and is excellent taken as a syrup, either homemade or pre-bottled. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com. or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
So in the holiday spirit, you guys, this is like very, very cool. We actually are going to give away another fabulous oil, but tell everybody what else you just came up with here.
Yeah. So I don't know why I've never thought of this before, but I thought it'd be really great to give a voucher to one person. Well, for two people, but we're going to give it to one person and then you can bring a friend or bring a family member to my class on the 15th, the bath salts and foot soaks. So that's December 15th. And so I'll give away a voucher for two people to attend that class. And then I'm going to give away a voucher for two people to attend the Radiant Skin oil class in February.
February 4th. So
if you guys have wanted to attend a class or interested in attending a class, it's a great way to get an intro into herbs and oils and what I do. And really it's what it comes down to is like using some simple ingredients that can really improve the quality of your health, your skin, your appearance, but also like internally, how can it balance out? So when we talk about bath salts and foot soaks, it's not just, you know, relaxation, although that's definitely really important in our stressed out world. But it's also like all these different aromatherapy oils and essential oils and how do they affect you and what can you do to help support different systems in your body, whether it's detoxification or rejuvenation or promoting restful sleep or relaxing the nerves. So
here's what we're doing. You get to choose. Do you want the fabulous oil? And, you know, you don't have to live in this area to get that, but you get to choose that. Or do you want to attend one or the other of these classes? Mm-hmm. So the phones are already ringing. So for those of you that are waiting for me to give the number again, I need to give it to you like right now. 1-800-930-2819. Three things we're giving away again. The fabulous oil, or you can get two spots for each of the following classes. The February 4th class for Radiant Skin, or you could get a seat for this upcoming class, which is very, very cool that you want to go to, which is December 15th. And you're going to be able to get that. So you can, honestly, if you go to the December 15th one, then you're going to be able to figure out how to make gifts for people.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That is the bath salt foot soaks. So all you need to do is give Brian the name. And you will get a voucher for each of these classes. And that means you get a voucher for two people to attend.
Yes. Beautiful. And if you want to read more about my classes and see the descriptions, you can go to urbanwellness.net.
You have a ton of classes here.
urbanwellness.net. I know.
You have a ton for 2012.
I always offer a lot of classes. Yeah. And that's just the first 2 months. We'll keep adding through the year. Yeah. So I'm teaching most of them. But then my colleague, herbalist and employee, Kimberly Wickham, is going to teach some. And she's fabulous. She loves nutrition and herbs and she's very into culinary arts. And so she's going to teach a few really fun classes, including an herbal aphrodisiacs class in February.
When is that?
In February. I think it's February.
Before Valentine's Day?
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
9th or something like that.
The other thing I want to mention to you all out there is that on Saturday, December 17th, which we didn't mention, but this is really cool because making teas and giving them to people is like a super gift. It's mm-hmm. so personal. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So Katya also has herbal teas and elixirs for health and enjoyment. And that is Saturday as well for those of you that want to figure out how to make stuff for people. And I totally enjoy everything that I do when I come there. So let's talk about now. Okay, here we have we're creating these amazing face lotions, oils, whatever they are. Okay, now before the break, we talked about adding herbs. Mm-hmm. This is where you would lose me because without attending a class on how this works, you really do need to sit and spend some time with Katya because if you look at the wall of herbs in her shop and some of the other things, each of them has a very specific purpose. Mm-hmm. and combinations are important. So tell us about doing that, because that's kind of unusual.
Yeah. So herbal oils have actually been used for centuries and centuries from around the world. So in India in particular, they use a lot of oils for skin health, and you can infuse things like holy basil and gotu kola and brahmi, which are all really rejuvenating the skin, but also have this effect, they believe, when you work it into your scalp through like actually absorbing through your skin and having effect in the brain and the nervous system. And all three of those herbs are particularly good for adaptogens. They help the body respond better to stress, and they believe they activate the crown chakra and connect us to a greater source more easily. So things like holy basil, and then gotu kola has a lot of research on it, and it's starting to show up in skincare for helping to produce or helping increase collagen production and also reducing scarring and repairing connective tissue of all kinds, right, including the skin, including joints, including muscles. So gotu kola is one that's great to infuse into an oil. And what I mean by that is basically you cover the herb with whatever oil you choose. A lot of times it's olive oil. I infuse some calendula with apricot kernel oil, which is really good for sensitive skin. It's a really nice light oil. And you let it steep in that. So you have the herbs like basically soaking in the oil. And then you press out the herbs and you have the oil that remains, which usually takes on the color and the aroma of the plant that you steeped it in. And then you have the medicinal properties from that herb in the oil. So some really common ones, calendula flowers, calendula oil. You'll see that in a lot of natural skincare because calendula or marigold, it's in the marigold family, is very anti-inflammatory. It helps soothe and calm the skin. It promotes tissue repair. So after, again, for scarring, but after like any sort of trauma, so like eczema, psoriasis, calendula is fantastic for, because not only does it reduce inflammation, which a lot of the cortisone creams, that's their goal, they reduce inflammation, but it also promotes repair of healthy tissue and reduces chances of scarring and can help with the itching. So calendula is fantastic. It's this beautiful orange color, and the oil often takes on that orange color. And then you have comfrey, one of the best for skin repair. It's high in a compound called allantoin that literally promotes more rapid cell division and cell repair. So if you have a wound that's not healing or damaged skin, it does literally heal that skin faster than it would if you left it alone. And comfrey used to be called knit bone. It actually can help even repair of things like bone and ligaments and tendons. Like, it literally speeds up healing. So comfrey is fantastic, and it's really good for like baby skin and sensitive skin because it just soothes and is anti-inflammatory. So making a really nice like baby cream could be a fun gift you could give to somebody, and you infuse the calendula and the comfrey into like, say, jojoba oil or apricot kernel oil, or almond oil is a really wonderful oil for the skin that's just really soothing and healing. And then another one is plantain. Plantain actually helps reduce swelling and itching and can pull out toxins from the body. So it's used for bee stings and bug bites and stuff like that a lot, because it actually just like has this drawing action. It's hard to, nobody really knows why it does that, but it has this like astringing and pulling at the same time action on the skin. So that one's used a lot in salves, which are thickened oil preparations that you put on, again, bug bites, bee stings, wasp stings, you know, like areas of trauma,
right,
to pull stuff out. So those are some examples. Herbal oils are fantastic. And I have calendula oil already, you know, for sale, so you don't have to make your own. And St. John's wort oil is another one that I do. And St. John's wort is really good for the nerves. Most people know of it internally for helping with depression. Right. It can help with anxiety. Basically, it is a nerve tonic. It
restores
and supports
the nervous
system.
But doesn't it absorb through the skin as well, though?
Exactly.
I mean, because, you know, one of the things we're talking about is we're talking about the largest organ we have,
which
is our skin.
Exactly.
Right.
I like to impress that on people. It's not just about appearance and taking care of the surface layer. It's like the skin is our largest organ. It has all this information. It's exchanging with our internal environment. It excretes. That's part of its job, is detoxifying and excreting, and also protecting us from toxins and pollutants and environmental damage. So its job is a very important job, and we have to really look at it as a holistic system. So we're talking a lot about how to nourish it and hydrate it so that it can do its job well. And then there's things internally you can do to really support it. So things like St. John's wort, a lot of times it has to do with nerves or stress, that the things show up on the skin. And so really supporting and soothing the nervous system, whether internally or topically with like St. John's wort oil, can really help with nerve damage and nerve pain and repair of nerve damaged tissue. And it's anti-inflammatory. And then in the meantime, I have a healthy skin tea, it's called, and I do a lot of gentle detoxifications that focus on the skin, because you also want to support the liver and the kidneys.
Yeah.
And the colon, because those often are indicators. If they're not doing well and somebody has a skin condition, it's often like, oh, well, that makes sense. It's like your body isn't able to detoxify through those channels, so it comes out through your skin. The skin kind of takes up that slack. And I know for myself personally, mm-hmm. I was also an acne-prone teenager and stuff, that was my issue. I had
That's a nice way to put that.
An acne-prone teenager.
That's pretty good.
Unfortunately. But I learned
like
a lot.
I would describe it, but...
I know.
Probably from that, all that damn olive oil that our parents put on our skin. It was like, oh, no, go away.
Well, it could have been lots of things. But for me, it definitely had an internal origin. You know, I was definitely, like, pretty stressed out. I had a lot of intestinal issues, and it was showing up on my skin. It just had a weakness in my skin, so...
You know, I'm so curious out there for you guys, the listeners. And, you know, I want to do a little experiment. I don't know. I didn't tell Benny about this. But, you know, I just had a thought. I mean, how many of you, and the only way I'm going to know this is if you call in and tell Brian, how many of you would attend a class that if we put something together for Dr. Pat listeners that was just customized for Dr. Pat listeners and we picked a day in 2012 early to do that? I'm just curious, you know, would you guys like, how many of you guys would attend? And the way that I'd like to do this is we probably won't pick up the phones, but if you could just call in and let them ring, we'll be able to see how many of you would be interested in that. I've never done anything quite like this before, but you can also leave a message. What will happen is if you call in and we don't pick up, you'll go to our Dr. Pat Show voicemail. So if we were to do a Dr. Pat listener class with Katya at her place, are you guys interested? Would you like to do that? We could actually create a series. So it would be cool. Just call in our 800 number and let us know what you think about that. 1-800-930-2819. And you're going to go to voicemail. And so what we'd love for you to do is just leave me a voicemail. And I get that on my personal account number. So just 1-800-930-2819. Let us know if you would attend that class. And then we'll actually build a class or a series of classes for you guys around what you'd like to do. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show when we come back. We're telling you about how all of these things you can do can put together and make the most extraordinary gifts. And I kind of share a little bit about that from my own experience in working with Katya and how much fun this is. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Winter is here. So many reminders that Christmas is...
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
It's all aglow, but there's one thing I love the most. How I love those Christmas songs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com, or transformationtalkradio.com. Katia DeFani joining us here today. If you want to find out more about all of the classes and everything, and for those of you that don't live in the area, that doesn't mean you still can't call her, talk with her, because she can send you.
Email me. Absolutely.
An email. Yeah. If you go to her website, urbanwellness.net, H-E-R-B-A-N, wellness.net, she can actually work with you wherever you are. And also Skype works really well. Mm-hmm. If you go there, you'll find a lot of information. The phone number is 206-330-2171. And if you send her an email at info@urbanwellness.net, then you can ask her questions and kind of get clarification on that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining me
Absolutely.
Here today.
Thanks
Let's
for
take
having
a
me.
Moment and do kind of a wrap up on okay. the different types of oils mm-hmm. for the very specific types of mm-hmm. skin.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm over here like I can feel the grease on my forehead, and Benny, who's actually doing all the work, doesn't have any. So let's talk about this, because this is really everything you do is really personalized.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the wonderful thing, is that I have all these herbs to draw from. I have all these essential oils to draw from. And now I have all these different kinds of oils, and they all have different effects on the skin. And so, yeah, so for like oily skin that's producing an excess amount of oil, first off, like, it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, some people don't really like the sheen, and I can understand that. But it's like it is a moisturizing, nourishing thing that our body's producing, but you can get it to downgrade a bit, like, okay, back off the oil production a little bit so it's not shiny and embarrassing and all those things. And you also still want to provide some moisture, because if you deprive your body of moisture, like I was saying, your skin of moisture, it'll actually produce more oil. So things like hazelnut oil, I was mentioning before, jojoba oil, grapeseed oil are all light oils that don't clog the pores and don't produce more oil. Really, they absorb well. But hazelnut in particular is one that has been shown to actually reduce oil production. So you can apply them like a serum. And ideally, you'd also put a couple of drops of cedarwood essential oil or rose geranium essential oil. And we're talking very small amounts. Essential oils are very concentrated. And you use them in small amounts on the skin to have their therapeutic effect. Because both of those, rose geranium and cedarwood, also reduce oil production on the skin. And can often leave it feeling more healthy and vibrant, because it's getting moisture, but it's also being soothed, and it's anti-inflammatory, and it's astringing and toning to the skin as well. So that can be really, really helpful. Also, I think I've talked about this a little bit on other programs before, but
it's always good to say it again.
Yes, but clay masks can be really helpful for controlling oil. Yeah, so like, even, you know, if you don't want to be too intense and draw out too much in your skin, like French green clay is really good for oily, acne-prone skin, but it can be a little strong, a little drawing. But using like white clay, kaolin white clay, it can reduce oil production and tighten the pores of the skin. So it can help if you have large pores or tend to clog in your pores, which is another problem that a lot of people have. And it can draw that out and soften the skin. but not be like so intense that it leaves your skin feeling, you know, dry and damaged. So you want to like have that perfect amount of clay. And I have several different types of clays. And I also teach a class, body scrubs and masks. And I talk about all these different clays and how you can use them on your skin. But masks are really great for people with oily skin. And if you have it in the T-zone, you can just apply the mask to the T-zone and not to the cheeks that tend to be a little drier if you have that combination skin. So clay, and then applying like a mist of rose or rose geranium hydrosol, which are both going to be toning and strengthening to the skin and protective. And then applying your serum of hazelnut and cedarwood or something along those lines.
And we can get instructions. The thing that I just want to make clear to everybody who's listening to this saying, I don't know if I can do this myself. Here's the thing that you're going to love. Once you connect with Katya, she's going to lay this out for you so that you, and she actually gives you written instruction so that this is not going to be a mystery. It's actually going to be fun and it's actually simple to put together.
Oh, it's so
simple, there are clay mask kits and so forth and
so on. It doesn't have to be complicated. If it's new to you, it feels like it might be.
It was new to me.
Exactly.
That lotion thing, I completely freaked about last year because I was just like, really?
Well, a lot of people do with lotion. It's very intimidating to a lot of people. And a lot of this stuff is new, so it feels intimidating. And that's why I teach classes. That's why I have instructions. That's why
it's so easy, though.
Yeah, I know. Once you do it, you're like, really? Why was I scared? So another type of skin that probably a lot of you are thinking right now is dry skin. So skin that tends to, you know, you put, no matter what you put on your skin, it seems to just like dehydrate really
quickly. I have a friend like that, yeah.
And it just, you know, you tend to need to like pour it on there. And part of it, you know, you may be doing the hydration thing and minerals internally, which is really going to help in omega-3 fatty acids. If you're doing all the good stuff internally to hydrate, then there are some really excellent oils. So one of my favorites that's really heavy hydrator is borage seed oil. So borage oil is high in the omega-3s and also high in lots of other oils that really hydrate and support the skin. So good for dry, aging skin. And I often mix borage with jojoba oil or rosehip seed oil. I actually really love to do borage and rosehip for people with really dry skin. And then put some vitamin E oil in there and like a drop or two of rose essential oil. And those really hydrate. And I've had people who like were laying on the creams and still finding it wasn't hydrating enough find that a lot of times with like following this like misting first and then putting the oils on their skin really found that their skin felt a lot more hydrated. It wasn't flaking anymore. It really felt like it was getting the nourishment it needed. So borage seed, evening primrose oil is another one that can be used on the skin. That's a really nice rich oil, avocado oil. So there's a lot of oils to choose from.
Okay, I got a question that just came in on the IM. A question was, you guys mentioned for babies. My baby seems to have sensitive skin on his little butt.
Yep.
It's cute.
Yeah. Sensitive baby skin.
Yep.
Butt skin.
Have you worked with infants before?
I've definitely made preparations for people. I know companies that make really wonderful products for babies. And usually the nice thing about these oils and these herbal oils is it's like the amount of ingredients is so low. So like you literally can take like calendula infused oil and apply that directly to the skin. And all we're talking is apricot kernel oil and calendula. That's what the kind that I have in my store is. It's just those two. That's it. So it doesn't have any perfumes or fragrances or additives. And then apricot kernel is really good for sensitive skin. It's anti-inflammatory. It's soothing. And then the calendula is really going to provide that extra anti-inflammatory, anti-itch, really calming to the skin. I also have a really excellent calendula comfrey cream made by a local company.
Nice.
And both of those are really soothing and they can really be good for any like easily irritated skin. So absolutely, there's some great ones for baby skin. And even one called marshmallow root, which is really, I've talked about it before for coating and soothing the digestive tract, can also be really cooling and soothing topically on the skin. So there's a lot of options. And, you know, this person who wrote in, I appreciate your question. And you can always, if you're not in the area, you can always email me or call me and we can talk about specifics for you.
Give out that information. Thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, everybody's raving the show. I'm getting a lot of feedback
on
it.
Awesome. That's fabulous. Thanks for having me. So it's 206-330.
One of the folks on my team asked the question, oh, okay. Is it just for listeners or can we come to the class?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not? I would love that. I'd love to have, you know, more people learn about this stuff. I love to share the information. So our phone number, 206-330-2171. Check us out online, and that's where all the contact information is, urbanwellness.net, H-E-R-B-A-N, wellness.net. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Okay, and you know, we just started a little thing that we're going to do moving forward, and that is we're going to be able to give away these beautiful seats at some of these upcoming classes, and there are a ton of them. And we're going to be doing a little survey for you all in the newsletter, so you can tell us what kind of class you want us to build for
Perfect.
The Dr. Pat listeners. Katya, thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Benny, thank you. Brian, thank you. And to all of you out there, we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Tides that I tried to swim against.